Hey, audit friends and family, listen, I think that internal auditors happen to be some of the most awesome people on the planet. Who's with me? Now, nobody should be laughing in this moment, but if you want to talk about seven reasons why auditors are awesome people, stay tuned to today's episode. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to Audit Bites, the podcast that helps auditors become awesome. Join us for bite-sized info and education to excel in your auditing career.
All right, welcome to episode number, I think this is 61. Welcome to episode number 61 of Audit Bites. Clarence is here from Baltimore. Good to see you, my friend. So, the way I started today may be just a little bit controversial, but I said that I think that auditors are some of the most awesome people on the planet. Now, I've got a really good keynote speech titled Activate Your Auditing Awesomeness. And so let me tell you, I've been doing it a lot lately because, well, May is Internal Audit Awareness Month. And so people have wanted to hear an uplifting speech about auditors. So recently, I did the speech and I started off and I said, auditors are some of the most awesome people on the planet. And you want to know what happened when I started it off like that? Well, I started off again. Auditors are some of the most awesome people on the planet. And the response, my friends, was, well, quite shocking. So shocking that I didn't hear a peep from anyone. It was kind of like this. And I was thinking to myself, I'm in a room full of auditors, so surely if no one else thinks that we're awesome, we should think that we are awesome. So I stepped back and I said, okay, listen. How many of you think that auditors are awesome? And still nothing. So I prodded a third time. I was like, look, guys, can you jump, yell, scream for the awesomeness that you are? And at this point, we were just playing with one another. They were just messing with me and I was messing with them. But we all tended to agree that we are some awesome people. Now, I don't say this to be self-aggrandizing. I really do think that auditors are some of the best people on the planet. So my question to you today is, do you think auditors are awesome? Do you think that auditors are some awesome people? Because that is what we're going to talk about today in episode number 61. That's what we're going to talk about today in episode number 61. But again, I was doing my signature keynote, Activate Your Auditing Awesomeness. And I started thinking about a few things, like why do I believe that we have traits and characteristics that make us really good people? And I think it's on two levels, professionally and also personally. And so without any fanfare and without any stories that I usually tell, I guess I did just tell one, huh? I want to jump right into the very first reason. First reason is that we tend to pay attention to detail. Now, that's not on everything, though. That's just on specific things. We have our, you know, sticking points when it comes to stuff. But we tend to have an eye for detail. As a matter of fact, oftentimes, we can spot discrepancies and errors that most people miss. That means that we're good people to have in your corner. Professionally, what we really want to do is safeguard our organization's stakeholders. We want to make sure that we're doing things that fit the overall organizational goals and objectives. So that's one reason why I think we're awesome people professionally. Now, personally, we tend to pay attention to those minute things or those obscure things that other people may not pay attention to. And I'll give you a few examples. So I've said to you all recently that after many, many years of living, I became lactose intolerant. How that happens, I have no idea. I've been drinking milk, eating ice cream and chocolate cake my entire life. And then all of a sudden, I think it was around 2020, right around the pandemic, I started feeling sick, thinking that, well, really thought I was going to die based on the symptoms that we had because nobody could figure out what was wrong. We finally figured out that it was allergies to milk. Now, I just came back from a conference. And you know, at conferences, they ask you for your dietary restrictions and things like that. So I gave them my dietary restrictions. Now, a few of the auditors who coordinated the conference right before lunchtime, they came up to me and said, hey, you've got some issues. We have special meals for you. I was like, oh, well, thank you. I mean, I didn't expect them to remember one person out of 100 people. You know, I expected me to have to lead that and say, hey, I ordered this special meal. Here's what I need. But because auditors tend to pay attention to some different details, they just rushed right in and said, here's what you need to eat to keep yourself healthy, sane, and satisfied. So professionally, auditors pay attention to details because we ask those critical questions in organizations to try and make sure that we are identifying and mitigating the right risk. Personally, I like having auditors as friends because they ask those critical questions that help you solve problems in your personal life. So here's the question I want to ask you all. Do you think that being an auditor and having to pay attention to detail helps you professionally and personally? Now, I'm guessing for most of you, it has to be yes, professionally, because if not, you probably wouldn't have a job. But I'm guessing that it helps you personally as well. What about you, Clarence? Having that attention to detail, does that help you? Clarence, I know it helps you because you're former military, right? If I'm not mistaken. So you definitely have to pay attention to detail when you are former military or while you're in the military, shall I say. So to that extent, we're kind of like detectives, but I think what we're searching for is truth. Whatever the truth is, that's what we're searching for. So we're kind of like detectives, but we're searching for the truth. Philip, my man, how you doing, good sir? Philip says asking the right questions is so important. Dude, I hope you're doing well. I was thinking about you the other day. Ah, that's right, Clarence. You were in corrections. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, and I'm assuming attention to detail is very important there. And you say, yes, it does help for both professionally and personally. Yeah, I think that's one reason why, whenever I face something, I call up one of my friends that's either a former or a current auditor. And I'm like, hey, man, or what do you think about this? Now, the other number two, the second reason I think auditors are just really awesome people is that we are continuous learners. Our profession changes so fast because the world around us changes. I remember when I first started internal auditing, you really didn't have many IT auditors. You know, you tried to look at IT, but the IT auditors weren't the primary focus. And I remember the first IT audits that we did were actually on a mainframe. Now, you can't survive without knowing a little bit about IT as an auditor. Regulations change. For those of us who are members of or follow the Institute of Internal Auditors standards, didn't we just have new standards released this year? So now we have to keep abreast of what's happening in the industry within which we work, but also in the internal auditing industry. As a matter of fact, I saw recently where the PCAOB has new requirements for accounting firms. Now, granted, that's external audit. That's not internal audit, what we do. However, those new requirements tell them that they have to have basically quality assurance reviews every year. Now, imagine trying to comply with that. So I quickly looked at the legislation and I read it to figure out what the requirements are. So with that said, if you are a CPA firm, whether small, medium, or large, and you need some help with those annual requirements, give me a call. We have a team that is ready to go in and help you. But professionally, we are continuous learners because our companies are constantly evolving. So we have to be abreast of new technology, new laws, new rules, new regulations. Now, personally, being a continuous learner is beneficial as well. I find that when I have conversations with auditors, they are oftentimes extremely robust conversations. We talk about a variety of different things because we have a variety of interest. But also, imagine having an internal auditor on your trivia team. I mean, that would have to be fun, right? But again, we are continuous learners because the world around us is changing. And so that leads me to number three. Because we are continuous learners, that means we are knowledgeable and informed about the world around us. We are knowledgeable and informed about the world around us. And believe me, it is changing fast. Look at what we have to deal with now. We have artificial intelligence, information technology, privacy of information. Now, all of these things require us to know a little bit about a lot of different things. So professionally, we have to apply broad knowledge in order to navigate the world around us. Personally, we can share our knowledge with our friends and family to actually help with better outcomes or to help ourselves out. I can recall the last financial crash that we had. I was working in the financial services industry. I was the director of Sarbanes-Oxley for like a small bank, about $6 billion. And that bank went under. And I became the director of audit in a brand new industry. I was in the higher education industry and I knew nothing about the industry. So I had to get up to speed fairly quickly. Although a seasoned auditor, I didn't know higher education. I ended up staying in the higher education industry for 15 years, doing presentations at conferences for auditors and for auditors specifically in higher education. But it was only because of an attention to detail, being a continuous learner, and then taking all that learning and being knowledgeable and informed, and then turning around and helping other people out, but also helping myself out. Now, after I got out of higher education, I started doing training and public speaking full time. But then guess what? The pandemic hit. And so we weren't really doing speaking and training in person. So I had to learn and understand how to live stream, how to put together a podcast, how to be a virtual presenter. I actually became a certified virtual presenter. Now, I'm not saying any of this to brag on me. More so, I'm saying this to brag on the skill set and the tenacity and desire to continuously learn for all internal auditors, because I don't think I'm an exception in this. I think most of us continuously learn and continuously develop. And I think that's one of the seven characteristics that makes us awesome people. Now, with that attention to detail, with that continuous learning, and with being knowledgeable and informed, I think that helps us do the next thing. The next thing is remain objective and impartial in a lot of the work that we do. You see, auditors are required to maintain objectivity and impartiality. It ensures that our assessments and recommendations are based on unbiased evidence. So professionally, it helps us to be of good service to the organizations and the stakeholders that we serve. It's not easy to do that, though, right? Because we have to maintain objectivity. We also have to stand by our principles, even in the face of pressure And then we also have to ensure transparency and fairness while doing all of this. But I think in order to be in this profession, we're just wired a little bit differently. Now, that can be detrimental because oftentimes we are overly logical. But I would rather live in reality than be in a fantasy existence. So personally, where that bodes well for us is we offer fair and unbiased advice to our friends. We can also help resolve conflicts because we are extremely open. We're oftentimes the mediators between our friends that are feuding. When I was young, my grandfather used to tell me all the time, he would say, "I want you to tell people what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear." And I remember one time I asked him, I was a kid, and I was like, "Hey, what if what someone needs to hear is not what they want to hear?" And he said, "Well, you best hope that those things agree, but if they don't, you have to say it anyway." And I was like, "Oh, okay. So you can just tell people like it is." And then he said, no. "You want to be truthful, but you don't want to be hurtful." And I'll never forget that. And I think that that's what we as auditors do very well. We're good at being truthful without being hurtful because we have no malicious intent. Okay, now granted, there are a small group of us that might have malicious intent. And those are the bad ones that don't represent us well. But most of us don't have malicious intent. So, 7 traits I believe make auditors awesome people. We have really good attention to detail. We are continuous learners because we have to be. And I believe that we're wired differently because somehow we want to be continuous learners. We also take that and we are knowledgeable and informed because we have this curious nature to want to figure things out. Now, we take those 3 things and we apply them objectively with some impartiality as we serve our stakeholders and our clients. So those are the first 4 traits that I believe make auditors some doggone awesome people. So I'm wondering, what do you all think? Any guesses as to what the next 3 items are? Do you agree with the 4 items so far? Do you disagree with the 4 items so far? Hey, Elsa, how you doing? Elsa, I don't know about that. Elsa says, for those of you listening on the podcast and not watching on YouTube or LinkedIn, by the way, if you have not, go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, go and subscribe to this podcast and go and leave us a 5-star review because, well, I think we're worth it. So Elsa's saying, "I need to learn from you." Elsa, I don't know about that. Look, I'm just a guy with a microphone who's brave enough to say what I believe. Now, what I believe comes from, you know, things that I've learned over the years, but I could be wrong. So I'm always open to learning new and different things. My man, Victor, good to see you here. Victor says he agrees with the 4 thus far. Any guesses on what the other 3 might be, Victor? This is the part where I like to get interactive. So any other guesses as to what the other 3 might be? Okay. No, I can see that, Elsa. Elsa said, "I love the way your live is targeted to auditors, yet it actually serves a lot of different industries." That's purposeful. I do that on purpose, Elsa. It's another one of those reasons I think auditors are awesome people, because what we do transcends just auditing alone. It transcends age, race, industries, socioeconomic status. And I think I really believe that is the case because what we do is based on objective truth, is based on the hunt for truth. And I think we live in a world where oftentimes people are afraid of the truth because the truth brings change. And plus, lies are more exciting than truth. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the news today, how many people are being caught with lies that they've told years prior? How many people were finding out that the things that they've said aren't true? Did you Well, never mind. There's a couple of controversial topics that have come out to that we were led to believe over the last few years that have recently come out to be false. I'll just leave that at that. But I think auditors like to ask questions because we like to get to objective truth. Philip says he agrees on what Elsa is saying. Yeah, I really do think that that's the biggest part of our profession. It applies to a lot of different things. Like, for example, my man Philip Horn here. Philip, forgot what I was going to say about you, Philip. It was going to be good, though. I mean, I only say the bad stuff to your face when we're talking one-on-one. But completely lost my whole train of thought. Now, Victor said, next up, he thinks is asking questions is what makes auditors awesome people. Well, you just got to stay tuned and see, huh? Got to stay tuned and see what the next three items are. And actually, if we get around to it, I do have two bonus items. And I may or may not do the bonus items. It depends on if you guys want to hear them or not. But I have two bonus items as well. So if you're just joining us today, this is episode number 61 of Audit Bites. And we're talking about seven reasons auditors are awesome people. Seven reasons. Now, this is specifically for internal auditors. I'm not talking about any other types of auditors. I'm talking specifically about internal auditors. And we're on reason number five. And reason number five is problem-solving skills. Auditors are excellent problem solvers. We like to analyze things, whether it's complex data or just things that people are telling us. I know sometimes when I'm talking to people who are immature, I make them upset. They get very upset because they start telling me stories and I'm like, wait a minute. So how did this happen? So this part doesn't make sense. Fill in the blanks for me. And people who are dishonest, they get mad because you don't just follow the story when it doesn't make sense. And they think that you're trying to challenge them when actually our brains are just wired differently. We want to hear the story from beginning to end, and we want to know the different pieces of it. We want to put it together, not because we're challenging you. It's just that's the way our brain works. And I didn't understand that when I was younger, but as I got older, I realized that that is what difficult people do as a manipulation tactic or as a deflection tactic. They get mad when you ask questions and you're trying to find the truth. So we have natural problem solving skills because we like to analyze data. We like to look at strategies, figure out what works, what doesn't work, not only what works, but why it works and why it doesn't work. Now, personally, this helps us out too, because we can solve personal issues. We can solve personal issues. Usually we do better at that with other people than ourselves because we could be a wreck inside, but we can analyze other people's stuff and figure out what happens. And so what we end up doing is we like to stay calm and focus on the issue at hand. We like to use logic to think things through, and we like to use basic problem solving skills, both professionally and personally. And so that's reason number five why I believe auditors are awesome people. If you got a problem professionally or personally and you want that problem solved, go talk to an auditor and just really sit down and talk to them and start telling them the story. Take a pen and a pad, though, because they're going to ask you questions that make you think. They're going to ask you questions that challenge you, and you start thinking differently about things. It's interesting. Some of my audit friends, I'll call them up with a problem and they'll start walking through it, and I'm like, oh God, you're auditing me. And then they'll just look at me and smile. And I'm thinking, okay, keep it up, because I probably need this. I need to figure out how to do this thing. So, wait, what's that, Elsa? So Elsa's saying, yes, auditors have active listening and questioning skills like real executive / business coaches. And by real, I mean certified coaches with true skills, not the ones selling their perfect life advice. Yeah, you make a good point, though, Elsa. There is a strong correlation between internal auditing and coaching, executive coaching or business coaching. I tell you a funny story. So I had this one audit client. Whenever we would audit her area, let's just say she inherited an area that was a mess. And so she really wanted us to come in and take a look so that we could help her straighten some things out. And let's just say it was a real huge mess. And after it was over with, it cost the organization a lot of money. But along the way, I kept asking her questions about things, and she was having some issues getting along with her boss. And I asked her some critical questions, and what we found out was they just had different communication styles, and the way she communicated really upset her boss, even though she wasn't being malicious. So we tweaked a few things in her communication, and she said to me, she said, "You know what? Every time I talk to you, I feel like I owe you $150. She said she felt like it was a counseling session because we went above and beyond just, you know, hear the numbers, hear the processes. We really wanted to figure out what was going on with the relationship that she was having with her boss, because in order for this process to work, they had to work well together. So reason number five is our problem solving skills. Now, reason number six is going to be an interesting one. So I might get some pushback on number six initially, but hear me out. Number six is that we're team players. Now, I mean this on multiple fronts, though. I mean this on multiple fronts. Auditors are good team players. We often have to collaborate with different departments within an organization. We often have to build relationships fairly quickly and work effectively with others, and that's crucial for our success. Not only that, we have to collaborate with other external service providers to the organization as well. So we have to have decent relationships with regulators, external auditors, even vendors. And so to that extent, we have to be really good team players. And sometimes we put the fun in dysfunctional, like a dysfunctional family, because sometimes we can't get along within our own departments, but we can get along with our stakeholders. Now, that was kind of a joke, kind of. I know there's always one or two of you out there thinking, yeah, I don't like my coworker, but we do work well together. But in order for us to succeed, we have to be team players within the organization. So I think that's another reason that auditors are awesome people. Now, I think this trait helps us personally as well, because when we're dealing with our friends, we can understand the bigger picture and dovetail into whatever their goal is. Have you ever had a friend that was wedding planning? That's always a pain. And it's usually the auditor that's probably the voice of reason, you know, like, hey, maybe we don't need to have entirely too much alcohol before your big day. Maybe just a little bit, because you want to be able to stand up straight at your ceremony. And so we rally the team together so that we can protect the groom, at least, who cares about the rest of us. But I think we tend to understand the bigger picture, and we try to be good stewards and good team players within the organization. Now, this one I usually get some pushback on. So what do you think? Agree? Disagree? What do you think? So this brings us to number seven. Now, before we get to number seven, I want to do a couple of things. First, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. We have listeners all over the world. I am touched, amazed, shocked, surprised, any other adjective you want to throw at it. We have an audience in Singapore, parts of India, parts of South Africa, parts of West Africa, even in North Africa, the Middle East, in Oman, Saudi Arabia, in the US, obviously, Canada, even Brazil, some other parts of Central and South America. We've got people all over the place listening to us, and for that, I am thankful. Now, if you like this podcast, spread the word to your friends. If you really like the way that I conduct this podcast, talk to your local IIA chapter, have them bring me in for some training, whether that's 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours, 16 hours, an entire week. Talk to your local IIA chapter. if you are a company and you have 8 or more auditors, let's talk, because we can get you some really good training for your entire team with some customization so that everyone's on the same page. I like to touch on pain points within departments so that everyone can get on the same page. I also say she's in Lebanon. There you go. So look at that. I got a listener in Lebanon. But yeah, I want to thank you all for listening and watching and supporting. So let's get to reason number 7 that I think auditors are awesome people, and that's adaptability. Auditors are highly adaptable, and we can work in a variety of different industries and in a variety of different environments. Personally, I've worked in grocery, manufacturing, retail, banking, both internet banking and the traditional brick and mortar, mortgage banking, mortgage servicing, higher education, oil and gas, insurance, life insurance to be exact. I've worked in a bunch of different industries, and I've had a good time in a bunch of different industries, but I think that we are adaptable because we are problem solvers, because we ask a lot of really good questions, we're curious, we're continuous learners. And so this adaptability allows us to adjust quickly to new environments. Now, personally, it helps us to adapt and adjust quickly to things that are going on around us. Again, I just said a few minutes ago how during COVID, my entire business shut down and I had to figure out how to do something differently. And so I plugged in a camera, got a microphone, started live streaming. You're watching episode 61 of Audit Bites. But on my other podcast, The Friday Froster, we're on episode, I think like 150 or something like that. So I've been podcasting for quite some time now, and it's self-taught. But you know what? During that time frame, I also self-published 2 books. Within a 9-month period, I self-published 2 books. One of them hit the top spot on Amazon in the financial auditing category. The other one, I think, broke the top 10 on Amazon in the financial auditing category. The best-selling book, Ask Better Questions, Get Better Answers, Perform Better Audits, again, written, edited, published by me during the pandemic. So auditors are very adaptable when we need to be, sometimes when we have to be. And I think that bodes well for organizations that we serve as well. So listen, 7 reasons auditors are awesome people. Now, while I have you here, anybody want to hear the bonus reasons? I may or may not do them. I'm still thinking about it at this point. Anybody want to hear the bonus reasons that I think auditors are awesome people? I may not be able to do them because as I'm looking in my notes, I may have misplaced them. But again, thank you all for joining me today on this episode of Audit Bites. 7 reasons auditors are awesome people. Number 1, attention to detail. Number 2, continuous learners. Number 3, we're pretty knowledgeable and informed because we are continuous learners and we do like those details. But those 3 things lead us to be objective and impartial, both professionally and personally. If you want to hear how to fix something, talk to an auditor about it. As a matter of fact, one of my good friends, Shara Ruffin, she is a social worker. She listens to me and she calls me the audit therapist. I think it's hilarious, but the more and more I hear her say it, I'm just like, you know, there might be some truth to that. So reasons 5 through 7, we have problem solving skills, which means that we are constantly in search of the truth, not my truth, not your truth. Those don't exist. They're just our perception based on the facts that we have at hand. The actual truth with a capital T-H-E. T-R-U-T-H is what really matters and what is what we should all be in pursuit of. But some people like to live in their truth, which is their own DeLulu land. And that's okay. for them. But we're also good team players, and we like adaptability. We like to be able to adapt to different environments. So those are the seven reasons auditors are awesome people. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Audit Bites, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for watching this episode of Audit Bites. If you receive value from this podcast, do us a favor. First, tell other auditors. Second, give us a 5-star review. And finally, talk to Robert about training your auditors. Our contact information is on our website, www.thatauditguy.com. It's also where you will find our course catalog, on-demand courses, a kick-butt blog, other podcasts, Robert's best-selling books, and last but not least, audit merch. That's right, we have audit hats, shirts, mugs, and more. Thanks for watching and listening. See you next episode.